News Talk ZB, it is now 5:16, more on the America's Cup. So where will an America's Cup defence be held and at what cost? And how will we welcome the arrival of the 71 victorious members of Team New Zealand when they're back on home soil next week or this week? Auckland Tourism Events and Economic Development Head Brett O'Reilly is with me in the studio. Evening, Brett.
Kia ora, Larry.
So what can you tell us about the parade?
We are still working with Emirates Team New Zealand to finalise dates, but at this stage it's looking like Thursday, July 6, around about midday in the central city. That will coincide with the second wave of Emirates Team New Zealand team members arriving back and fits neatly before we get another invasion, which is from
the Lions
supporters.
So it's Thursday week at this point.
That's right.
And where would that parade be held? Because at the moment it's pretty much a bomb site down in the CBD.
Yes, it's a busy time with all of the construction activities for sure. So we really want this to be something unique for Auckland and something that celebrates what they've achieved, which is obviously a phenomenal achievement. So at this stage, planning on a route that will start down near the waterfront. We definitely want a part of the parade to be on water. That's likely to happen in and around the Viaduct Harbour. And if we can, we're going to try and incorporate the North Shore as well, so the team would sail across and spend a bit of time around in Devonport as well.
Do we know if there's anything planned for the rest of the country at this point?
No indications from the discussions we've had that there are any plans in the other cities, so I'm sure the whole country's excited about it.
Now, you have been in discussions with Team New Zealand before the event. Where are you with them? If they were to win it, they've won it, and they bring it back to Auckland.
I think the first thing to say is Sir Stephen Tindall, Bob Field and others that have been involved with the team and Grant have made it very clear that they would like to hold the next America's Cup defence back in Auckland. And that's really exciting for us. I mean, you know, we'll all remember just how significant the last two defences were and how much the city changed and was shaped by that. So that's a really good opportunity for us. Probably the next big step is understanding what sort of boats is it going to be sailed in, because that will determine really what the infrastructure requirements are. We know we've got options for the infrastructure. We've got some existing infrastructure that we use for things like the Volvo Ocean Race, which is back here next year. And we know that there are also some plans for expanding on the waterfront as well. So the next couple of weeks, we'll find out from them what their preferred option is, and then we'll sit down and look at how we use the infrastructure.
Have you talked about options with them previously?
Not in terms of the we've certainly talked about options in terms of sites. You may remember that at one stage, Oracle were planning on having part of the Louis Vuitton event here a couple of years ago. So at that time, we did quite a big piece of work and we looked at where the sites were. There's been some changes since then. But yeah, we're pretty confident we can host it.
Right, we're up because the Viaduct Basin is basically out, isn't it, because of all the development. Over in Wynyard is kind of out. So you're looking where at the event centre and Halsey Wharf, are you?
Yeah, the logical space is Halsey Street Wharf and the Viaduct Event Centre. That's where we hold the Volvo Ocean Race and we use Tawero, the island there, for the fan base. So that's a known quantity, and obviously we've got Queen's Wharf as a backup as well. So that would be, if it's going to be Central City, that's where we'd start the discussion. And once we understand,
Queen's Wharf could also be in the picture here.
Could be used for a fan base. The fan base in Bermuda was actually quite small, but then they charged fans to go into the base. That's not something that we normally do in Auckland. So I think we'd probably need a much larger base, and we'd get much greater local support.
And these syndicates now have small footprints, don't they, compared to what Team New Zealand had down on the base previously, where there's a six-star hotel going on there.
Yeah, I think gradually we've seen from the 2000s and then to San Francisco and now Bermuda, those bases are getting smaller and smaller. There's been speculation today that the class that Emirates Team New Zealand may opt for is a foiling monohull. So that would suggest that would be an even smaller footprint.
Team New Zealand, as you have noted, want to come back to Auckland. Should also be noted they can go anywhere if they want to, because this is out to tender, isn't it? Bermuda played something like $77 million US to hold the event, thinking that they were going to get $250 million back. What is the information, what does the research tell us on a cost-benefit analysis? How beneficial is this to the economy?
Well, I think we know from the America's Cup last time, the return to the economy was over $500 million. And we know that New Zealand's a bucket list destination for people to visit. But I think one of the answers to that question will be, what will be the shape of the America's Cup? So are we talking about just an event that's going to happen here in 4 years' time? Or will there continue to be a circuit to other ports? Because obviously if people can watch America's Cup activity in other ports around the world, that may encourage some people to come here, but it may be a detraction as well. So I think once we understand that, we'll have a better idea how the numbers stack up. But I think it's fair to say that with the way we host events here, with the standing that that New Zealand and Auckland has in the global sailing community, we would expect to get a hell of a lot more visitors than Bermuda.
Cost to extend Halsey Street, the wharf, what would that cost?
Estimates are between $80 and $100 million. That's a lot of change. But at this stage, I'm not sure that would be required to host the event.
Right, but it's going to cost, clearly. ATEED is in, the Auckland Council is in.
Well, we're certainly keen to be involved. You know, we obviously have our major events budget. This was a big year for us with World Masters Games, Lions Tour, Rugby League World Cup. Our forward calendar of events is thinner, and so we have some capacity in there. Some of that is by design, I'll tell you, because we hoped that we would get this. Mm. So we do have some existing budget that we can put towards it. But obviously this will be a big undertaking. And we'll need to sit down with Emirates Team New Zealand and their sponsors and central government and look at what kind of structure we put in place to hold it.
Fair to say this won't happen without central government money?
Absolutely.
How much? Any idea?
No, I think that comes down to understanding what it is. Is it a regatta in 4 years' time, or is it something much bigger than that that's going to maybe happen on a more regular basis?
All right, fascinating, exciting, and thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. That is Brett O'Reilly, CEO of ATEED.
See Ed Sheeran from your own box with Air New Zealand and News Talk ZB. Call now 0800 80 1080 to win.